This is Nina Lockwood, and welcome to Exercise 3 in the Inspired Life Formula's third module, Access Inner Wisdom. This exercise is actually a guided meditation called Open Awareness, so it's not so much something that you'll do as much as you will allow yourself to experience. And it will help you discover that you yourself are the space in which your inner wisdom appears. So by learning how to expand your inner spaciousness, you'll come to recognize how safe and loving and wise it actually is. So you're going to be continuing to increase your capacity to shift from thinking to feeling. And you'll notice that you believe your thoughts less and less. Not because they're necessarily wrong or inaccurate, but they're incomplete. They just don't take in as much as your felt sense. So as you keep using this felt sense, you'll develop a taste for knowing on a broader and a deeper level, which is what happens as you discover that vastness of space that's inside you. And so this discovery of inner space helps you see that thoughts, even very limiting or painful ones, are really much less solid than we usually believe. And when you directly experience how spacious your awareness actually is, you realize that thoughts are actually flimsy and they're permeable, and that you can dissolve them, because they're just constructs that you've created. So you can uncreate them. And when you do that, you're able to suspend judgment and to expand your willingness to know what else is possible and to increase your ability to rest in that state of not knowing. When this happens, you open yourself to your intuition and your inner knowing. So in a moment, I'm going to begin our meditation by ringing the bells. So take just a little bit of time to make yourself comfortable in a quiet place where you won't be interrupted. And then just set a simple intention for yourself to allow your awareness, combined with your imagination, open your heart and connect you to your true nature. Let's begin by closing our eyes and letting the breath be unmanaged, letting it rise and fall as it naturally will, without trying to control it or do anything about it. And then allow yourself to settle into a safe and protected and loving space within yourself. We're going to explore that sense of self that appears to be within a three-dimensional space, and we're also going to go beyond it a bit. And we're going to expand our possibilities for becoming open to all the messages that are being broadcast around us. At least open to those messages that are important. So we'll have a bit of discrimination here as well. So as best you can, allow your mind to open and soften. And do that too with your body. Allow it to open and soften, letting go of tension wherever you find it. And see if you can open and soften your emotions as well. Any place that they've locked on or locked into you. And let yourself become more aware of the spaciousness of your very own presence. How when you put your attention on it, the boundaries of your awareness begin to dissolve. But your senses are still activated. They're still sensing. So notice what they are presenting you. Notice if there's any discomfort. And if so, acknowledge it and release it with your breath. Continuing to drop your awareness from your mind to your heart. And as you drop into that deeper awareness, let's spend a little time sensing the body's internal boundaries. And let's see if we can expand them. Use your multisensory imagination, your inner senses, and move your awareness throughout your body. Keeping in mind that your body's made up of cells, which are made up of molecules, and those are in turn made up of atoms. And those atoms are mostly space. The nucleus in those atoms is 1/50th of 1% of the size of the atom. So it's very small. And the electrons, they're clouds of particles floating in space. Then put your attention on your hands, starting with your thumbs. Just noticing any awareness, any sensation. Going to your index fingers, then one by one, the rest of your fingers, your middle finger, your ring finger, your little finger. Expanding to the awareness of your palms of your hands. And the space within your hands. Moving up to your forearms, your elbows, your upper arms, noticing the boundaries and noticing how solid or how permeable they are. And then bring your attention down to your feet, noticing your toes and the soles of your feet, the tops of your feet. Moving around to your ankles. See if you notice your physical boundaries that surround your feet. Can you feel inside those boundaries? What if you move your awareness up your legs? To your knees and your thighs. Can you sense or imagine that alive space in your body and the alive space outside your body? And if you look deeply, do you notice that space penetrates inside your body and moves out of your body at the same time? And then notice what happens as you bring your attention to your pelvis, your hips, and your abdomen, your lower torso. All the while, imagining the space inside, the feeling of it, the vastness of it. And can you notice where the boundary of what's inside meets the boundary of what's outside? Moving up your back, your lower back to your upper back, then your heart and lungs and shoulders, your throat, your neck. Where are the boundaries now? Are they the same? Do they feel different? And continuing to move up your body as you bring your awareness to your jaws and cheeks, your ears and temples, your eyes and nose, forehead, your scalp, even the right and left hemispheres of your brain. There's a lot more here than we normally notice. And then see if you can direct your attention and notice the aliveness of this space, this living force within you. And imagine that all the cells of your body are opening, receiving fresh oxygen, fresh nutrients, that everything is being cleaned up and moved out if it needs to, that there's a freshness and a vitality that happens from reconnecting with this spaciousness, from rediscovering it, so that your whole body is alive. It's open and spacious. Boundless. And then sense or imagine the atoms in your body, those clouds of particles that are revolving, floating in space within the so-called boundaries of the atoms themselves. Atoms which are floating in space, just as the molecules and the cells are floating in space. And if your body is simply a mass of clouds of particles floating in space, what keeps them together? If they're surrounded by space, and permeated by space, and even supported by space. What happens to your boundaries then? If you sense or imagine your body as clouds of particles, you'll notice that feelings are simply clouds of feelings. And sensing is simply clouds of sensing, all of which is contained in and permeated by space. So you might naturally begin to wonder, what is space? So let's take that question of space and think about the space contained within your physical body. And let that expand into the three-dimensional space of the room that you're in. Even into the space of the entire building. And how does that shift for you? How does that change your awareness of inside versus outside? Isn't it possible to think of space as silence? A three-dimensional silence out of which sounds arise, exist, and disappear. And then allow yourself to reflect on the kind of space that surrounds and permeates thought and images. Space that surrounds and permeates feelings. Space that surrounds and permeates taste and smell. A space out of which all smells, sounds, sensations, all sense of touch, thought, and feeling are permeated, surrounded, and supported by, all simultaneously. And then add a seventh sense, that sense of timelessness or eternity, in which you're aware of a continuum of past, present, and future, without any effort whatsoever. And even this awareness, this witnessing, this presencing that you are is also surrounded by space. So as you allow the idea to percolate that all the so-called matter of your being is actually made up of clouds of particles that are filled with space, surrounded by space, and moving through space, including your thoughts and your feelings and your sensations. How does knowing this help you? Well, by knowing that the so-called nuts and bolts of who you commonly think you are, body, thoughts, and feelings, if they're mostly space, with just a little bit of matter moving around in there, it means that these things are much less dense, much more fluid, and more responsive to your efforts to create positive changes, to think and feel and act and offer to others the best that you can. It's much easier to create these changes than you normally think. And that's good news, especially when you're using the energy of your heart to make these changes happen. So as these musings feel complete, allow yourself to come back to this moment in time and space. And as you go through your day, see if you can bring this depth of spaciousness into your experience. Because your being is now more able to notice the subtlest and gentlest of whisperings and encouragements and recognitions and realizations that come straight from that inner truth that inner wisdom within you.